siempre has sido así de egoísta? Have you always been this selfish? This sentence is a question in the preterite tense, meaning it is asking about an action that happened in the past and is now finished. Breakdown. Siempre. Colon, this means always and is an adverb of time, indicating that the action has been ongoing for a long period. As. Colon, this is the third person singular form of the verb haber, which is used to form the preterite tense in compound tenses. Sido. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb ser, to be, así. Colon, this means like this or in this way and is an adverb of manner. De. Colon, this is a preposition meaning of or from. Egoísta. Colon, this means selfish and is an adjective describing the person's character. Important concepts. Preterite tense. This tense is used to describe actions that occurred in the past and are now finished. It is often used to describe specific events or actions. Compound tenses. The preterite tense is often used in compound tenses, which combine a form of the verb haber with a past participle. This structure is used to express past actions that have been completed. Adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs, and provide information about time, place, manner, or degree. In this sentence, the adverbs siempre and así modify the verb sido and provide information about the duration and manner of the action. Ellos son familia. They are family. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Breakdown. Ellos. This is the subject pronoun for they in the masculine plural form. Son. This is the third person plural form of the verb to be in the present tense. Familia. This is the noun family in the singular form. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb son agrees with the subject ellos in number and person. Present tense. The sentence is in the present tense, indicating a current state of being. Masculine plural subject. The subject is masculine plural, reflected in the use of ellos and son. Teníamos un gato. We had a cat. The sentence uses the imperfect tense of the verb tener, to have. Teníamos is the imperfect tense of the verb tener in the first person plural, meaning we had. The noun gato, cat, is a masculine noun, so we use the masculine singular definite article un, a, before it. Tengo recados que hacer. I have errands to run. Breakdown. Tengo. Tengo. Is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb tener. Tener. Which means to have. Ricardo's. Recados. Is the plural form of the noun Ricardo. Recado. Meaning errand. Que. Que. Is a conjunction that introduces a dependent clause. In this case, it is used to introduce the clause, hace, hacer, which modifies the noun, Ricardo's, recados. Hace, hacer, is the infinitive form of the verb, to do. Key concepts. This sentence uses the present tense to indicate an action happening now, or habitually. The word, Ricardo's, Ricardos, is an example of a noun that is pluralized by adding s to the end. The word, que, que, is a versatile conjunction that can be used to introduce different types of dependent clauses. La leche se congeló y se puso sólida. The milk froze and became solid. Breakdown. La. This is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form. Leche. This is the noun, milk, in the feminine singular form. Se. This is the reflexive pronoun, itself, and is used to indicate that the milk performed the action of freezing. Congeló. This is the past tense form of the verb, congela, to freeze, conjugated in the third person singular. E. This is the conjunction, and. Se. This is the reflexive pronoun, itself, and is used to indicate that the milk performed the action of becoming solid. Puso. This is the past tense form of the verb, poner, to put slash to become, conjugated in the third person singular. Solina. This is the feminine singular form of the adjective, solid. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. The verbs. Congeló. And. Puso. Are both reflexive verbs, which means that the subject of the verb is also the object of the verb. In this case, the milk is both freezing and becoming solid. Past tense. The sentence uses the past tense to describe an action that happened in the past. Conjunctions. The conjunction. E. is used to connect two clauses that are both describing the same event. Seguro que lloverá. This sentence translates to, it is certain that it will rain. Let's break it down. Seguro. This word means, sure, or, certain. Here, it acts as an adjective modifying the following clause. Que. This is a conjunction meaning, that. It introduces a dependent clause. Llorera. This is the future tense of the verb. Llorer. To rain. Here, it is the main verb of the dependent clause. In this sentence, the word order is important. The que clause comes after the adjective seguro, which is typical in Spanish. Also, the use of the future tense in the dependent clause emphasizes that the speaker is certain about the rain happening. Japón depende de los países árabes para el petróleo. Japan depends on the Arab countries for oil. Breakdown. Japón. Colon, this is the word for Japan in Spanish. It's the subject of the sentence. Depende. Colon, this is the third person singular present tense form of the verb depender, which means to depend. In this case, it refers to Japan's reliance on something. De. Colon, this is a preposition meaning, of, or, from. Los. Colon, this is the masculine plural definite article meaning, the. Países. Colon, this is the word for, countries, in Spanish. Árabes. Colon, this is the adjective meaning, Arab. It modifies the word, countries. Para. Colon, this is a preposition meaning, for, el. Colon, this is the masculine singular definite article meaning, the, petróleo. Colon, this is the word for, oil, in Spanish. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, depende, is in the third person singular form to agree with the singular subject. Japón. Prepositions. The prepositions de and para are essential for conveying the meaning of dependency and purpose. Definite articles. The definite articles los and el are used to specify the Arab countries and oil. Por cuánto tiempo se quedarán? This sentence asks, how long will they stay? Breakdown. Por cuánto tiempo? Por cuánto tiempo? This is a question phrase that asks, for how long? Por. This is a preposition meaning, for, or, by, cuánto. Cuánto. This is an adjective meaning how much or how many. Tiempo. Tiempo. This is a noun meaning time. Si quedaran. Se quedaran. This is a verb in the future tense meaning they will stay. Si. Se. This is a reflexive pronoun meaning themselves or each other, but is used in this sentence for the sake of making the verb more formal. Quedaran. Quedaran. This is the future tense conjugation of the verb quedas. Quedarse. Meaning, to stay. Key concepts. Preposition. Por. This is a key word to look out for in questions asking, how long? Future tense. Quedarán. This is a key concept to be aware of. In Spanish, the future tense is formed by adding on to the verb stem. Reflexive pronoun. Se. This pronoun is used in many Spanish verbs to make them more formal. Mi madre tiene cuatro hermanos. My mother has four brothers. Breakdown. My. Me. This is the possessive adjective, my, and agrees in gender and number with the noun, madre. Madre. Mother. Madre. Madre. This is the noun, mother. Tiene. Tiene. This is the third-person singular present indicative form of the verb, tener. Tener. To have. Cuatro. Cuatro. This is the cardinal number, four. Hermanos. Hermanos. This is the plural noun, brothers. Key concepts. Possessive adjectives. These adjectives indicate possession and agree with the noun they modify in gender and number. In this case, my, me, agrees with, madre, madre. Feminine singular, present tense, the verb, tiene, tiene, is in the present tense, indicating an action that happens regularly, or is happening now. Plural nouns, the noun, hermanos, hermanos, is in the plural form to indicate multiple brothers. Tom no es mi hijo. Tom is not my son. This sentence is a simple negative statement. Breakdown. Tom. : This is the subject of the sentence, the person being discussed. No. : This is the negative word, indicating that the statement is false. Es. : This is the verb, to be, in the third person singular form, present tense. It is conjugated to agree with the subject, Tom. Me. : This is the possessive adjective meaning, my. It indicates that the son belongs to the speaker. Hijo. : This is the noun meaning, son. Key concepts. Negation. The use of the word, no. Negates the statement. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, es. Is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the singular subject. Tom. Possessive adjectives. The use of me clarifies the relationship between the speaker and the son. ¿Cuántos años tiene vuestro tío? How old is your uncle? This sentence is a question about the age of someone's uncle. Let's break down the grammar. ¿Cuántos años? This is a common phrase used to ask how old someone is the interrogative sign, indicating a question. ¿Cuántos is the plural form of cuánto, meaning how much or how many. Años is the plural form of año, meaning year. Tiene is the third person singular present tense of the verb tener, meaning to have. Neutro is the second person plural possessive adjective, meaning you're, referring to the listener's uncle. Tio is the masculine noun for uncle. Key concepts. Interrogative phrases. ¿Cuántos años? Is a common phrase used to ask about age. Plural forms. Años. And. Tio. Are both plural nouns. Possessive adjectives. Neutro indicates possession. Yo nací el 10 de octubre de 1972. I was born on October 10, 1972. This sentence is in the past tense, indicating an action that happened in the past. The verb nacer means to be born, and is conjugated in the first person singular. Yo. I, in the preterite tense, which is used for completed actions in the past. The phrase El 10 de octubre de 1972 indicates the date of birth. El means the 10 is the number 10, de octubre means of October, and de 1972 means of 1972. No vimos muchos ciervos en el bosque. We didn't see many deer in the forest. Breakdown. No. This is the negation of the verb, ver, to see. It is placed before the verb, vimos. This is the past tense of the verb, ver, in the first person plural. It means, we saw. Muchos. This is the masculine plural form of the adjective, mucho. Many. It modifies the noun, ciervos. Ciervos. This is the masculine plural form of the noun, ciervo, deer. En. This is the preposition, in, and it is used to indicate location. El. This is the definite article, the, and it is used with the masculine singular noun, bosque. Bosque. This is the noun, forest. Key concepts. Negation. The use of no. Before the verb to negate the sentence. Verb conjugation. The verb, ver, is conjugated in the past tense, first person plural form. Adjectives. The adjective. Muchos. Agrees in gender and number with the noun, ciervos. Prepositions. The preposition. En. Is used to indicate the location of the deer. Definite article. The definite article. El. Is used to specify the forest being discussed. Tomte popo encima de la cerca. Tom climbed over the fence. Tom. Tom. Is the subject of the sentence, the one performing the action. Tripo. Trepo. Is the verb, meaning, climbed. It is in the past tense, indicating that the action already happened. Por encima de. Por encima de. Is a prepositional phrase meaning, over. La. La. Is the definite article meaning, the. Cerca. Cerca. Is the noun meaning, fence. No hay que vender la piel del oso antes de cazarlo. Don't sell the bear's skin before you catch it. This is a proverb in Spanish, meaning that you shouldn't count your chickens before they hatch. It's a warning against being too optimistic about the outcome of something before it happens. Here is the breakdown of the sentence. No means no in English. It's used here to negate the verb, hey. I is the third person singular present tense form of the verb, haber. Which means, to have, or, there is slash are. In this context, it is a shortened version of hay que. Which means, one must, or, it is necessary to. Que. Is a conjunction that connects the verb, haber. With the following infinitive verb, vender. Vender. Is the infinitive form of the verb, to sell. La. Is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form. Piel. Means, skin. Vel. Means, of the, it is the contraction of, the, plus, el. Also. Means, bear. Antes. Means, before. De. Means, of. Cazarlo. Means, to hunt it. So the phrase literally means, it is not necessary to sell the bear's skin before hunting it, but it is better translated as, don't sell the mare's skin before you catch it. Este es el último partido. This is the last game. The sentence structure is straightforward. Este is a demonstrative adjective meaning this, and agrees in gender and number with the noun that follows. Es is the third person singular present tense of the verb ser, meaning to be. El is the masculine singular definite article, meaning the. Último is an adjective meaning last. Partido is a noun meaning game, in the sense of a sports competition. Therefore, the sentence translates to, this is the last game. The use of el emphasizes that we are talking about a specific game, not just any game. La asistencia es obligatoria. Attendance is mandatory. This sentence is very straightforward, and uses a simple grammatical structure. La is the feminine singular definite article, meaning the. Asistencia means attendance, and is a feminine noun. Es is the third person singular present tense form of the verb ser, meaning to be. Obligatoria means mandatory, and is a feminine adjective. This sentence is in the declarative mood, meaning it states a fact. The word order is typical for Spanish declarative sentences. Subject, the assistance, followed by verb, is, and then adjective, mandatory. Repentinamente empecé a ganar peso. I suddenly started gaining weight. Repentinamente. This is an adverb that means suddenly or unexpectedly. It modifies the verb empecé. Empecé. This is the first person singular preterite form of the verb empezar, to begin slash start. It describes an action that started and finished in the past. A ganar. This is the infinitive, ganar, to gain slash win, preceded by the preposition a. This structure indicates the beginning of an action. Peso. This is a noun that means weight. The sentence conveys that the speaker unexpectedly started gaining weight, suggesting a change in their body that surprised them. Ayer vi la película titulada La Matanza de Texas con mi novia. Ella estuvo muerta de miedo. Yesterday I saw the movie titled The Texas Chainsaw Massacre with my girlfriend. She was scared to death. Breakdown. Ayer means yesterday and is an adverb of time. Roman 6. B is the past tense of the verb ver, ver, which means to see. In this case, the subject, yo, yo, I, is understood. La película, is the direct object, and means, the movie. La, is the definite article for feminine singular nouns. Titulada, titulada, is the past participle of the verb, titular, titular. To title, and is used here as an adjective modifying, película, película. La Matanza de Texas. La Matanza de Texas is the title of the movie, and is enclosed in quotation marks. Con mi novia. Con mi novia is a prepositional phrase, indicating who the speaker was with. Con is the preposition, with. My. Me. Means, my, and, novia. Novia means girlfriend. Ella. Ella is the subject pronoun for the third person singular feminine. She. Estuvo. Estuvo is the past tense of the verb estar. Estar, which means to be. Muerta. Muerta is the past participle of the verb morir. Morir. To die, used as an adjective modifying ella. Ella It means bed here, but literally bed, as in the state of being bed rather than the action of dying. Dormido. Dormiendo. Is a prepositional phrase modifying the adjective muerta. Muerta. De. De. Means of and mido. Miedo. Means fear. Key concepts. Past tense. The sentence utilizes the past tense of verbs, Roman 6, b, and estuvo, estuvo. Prepositional phrases. The sentence contains multiple prepositional phrases, con mi novia, con mi novia, and dormido, de miedo. Adjectives. The past participles, titulada, titulada, and muerta. Muerta are used as adjectives to describe the nouns película, película, and ella, ella, respectively. Os amamos. We love you. This is a simple sentence in the present tense of the verb amar, to love. The subject is nosotros, we, but it is omitted because it is understood in the context. The object is vosotros, you, but it is also omitted because it is implied by the pronoun os. Os is the direct object pronoun representing vosotros. You, in the sentence amamos, is the verb in the present tense conjugated for the subject nosotros, we. So the full sentence would be nosotros os amamos. However, it is common to omit the subject pronoun in Spanish when it is clear from the context. Una Juanita de color rojo brillante se posó en la punta de mi dedo. A bright red Juanita landed on the tip of my finger. Breakdown. Una, a feminine singular indefinite article. This indicates that the Juanita is one of many, and is feminine. Juanita. This word is a bit tricky as it could have a few meanings, but here it likely means small bird, though it could also mean little girl, depending on the context. The color rojo brillante, this phrase describes the color of the Juanita. The means of and connects color and rojo brillante. Rojo means red, and brillante means bright. Si poso, this is the past tense of the verb posas, which means to land or to perch. It's in the reflexive form, which means the Juanita did the action to itself. En la punta de mi dedo, this phrase describes the location where the Juanita landed. N means on, and la punta de means the tip of. My dedo means my finger. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Notice that una, feminine, agrees with Juanita. Feminine in gender. Reflexive verbs. The verb posas is used in the reflexive form, emphasizing that the Juanita landed on its own. Prepositions. The use of the and en helps to create the relationships between the different words in the sentence. Es bonito ser recordado. It is beautiful to be remembered. This sentence uses the infinitive ser, to be, and the past participle recordado, remembered, to form a passive infinitive phrase. Ser is used in the present tense, and agrees with the subject. Bonito. Beautiful. The. Ser. Plus past participle construction is used to express a passive voice, where the subject of the sentence is the one being acted upon. The object of the infinitive is recordado, which is the past participle of the verb recordar, to remember. This indicates that the subject is being remembered by someone or something else. Overall, The sentence conveys the idea that being remembered is a positive and beautiful thing. Tom es fascinante. Tom is fascinating. The sentence is in the present tense, and it is a simple declarative sentence, stating a fact. Tom is the subject, and it is a proper noun. Es is the third person singular form of the verb ser. To be, the verb ser is used to describe someone or something, to indicate what something is or who someone is. Fascinante is an adjective, and it describes the subject. It means fascinating. Estás ahí? Are you there? This sentence uses the verb estar, which means to be, but is used for temporary states or locations. The conjugation of estar in this sentence is estás, which is the second person singular form of the present tense. This form is used when addressing one person directly. I.e. is an adverb meaning there, and indicates the location being questioned. The question mark at the end indicates that it is a question. No debería haber perdido el tiempo leyendo eso. I shouldn't have wasted time reading that. Breakdown. No debería haber, this is the conditional perfect tense of the verb deber. To should slash ought to. It's used to express an opinion about something that should have happened, but didn't. Perdido, this is the past participle of the verb perder. To lose. Past participles are used in perfect tenses. El tiempo, this is a direct object, meaning the thing that was lost. Leyendo, this is the gerund, present participle, of the verb leer. To read. Gerunds act as nouns in this sentence, describing the activity that wasted time. Eso, this is a pronoun that refers to something that was previously mentioned. Key concepts. Conditional perfect tense. This is a tense that expresses an opinion or a hypothetical situation in the past. Past participle. This is a form of the verb that is used in perfect tenses. Gerund. This is a form of the verb that acts as a noun, describing an action or activity. Por favor, deme una entrada para el espectáculo de las siete. Please give me a ticket for the 7 o'clock show. Breakdown. Por favor. Colon, this is a polite request, meaning, please. Deme. Colon, this is the informal, familiar form of the verb, dar, to give, in the imperative mood. It means, give me. Una entrada. Colon, this means, a ticket. The word, entrada, can also refer to the entrance to a place. Para el espectáculo. Colon, this means, for the show. De las siete. Colon, this means, at 7 o'clock. This phrase is used to indicate the time of an event or performance. Los dos niños empezaron a culparse el uno al otro. The two children started to blame each other. Los dos niños. This means, the two children. Los is the masculine plural definite article, meaning, the. Los means, two. Niños is the masculine plural noun meaning, children. Empezaron a, this means, started to. Empezaron is the third person plural past tense of the verb empezar, meaning, to begin. A is the preposition meaning, to. Culpas, this means, to blame. Culparse is the reflexive verb meaning, to blame oneself. This verb is used here in the infinitive form, which is the base form of the verb. El uno al otro. This means, each other. El uno means, the one. Al is a contraction of the preposition a and the masculine definite article el. auto means other. This phrase is used to indicate mutual action. The sentence shows the use of the reflexive verb culparse and the phrase el uno al otro to express the reciprocal action of blaming each other. Adjunte una fotografía reciente a su formulario de solicitud. Please attach a recent photograph to your application form. Breakdown. Adjunte. This is the imperative form of the verb adjuntar, which means to attach. Una. This is the feminine singular definite article, meaning a or an. Fotografía. This is the noun meaning photograph. Reciente. This is an adjective meaning recent. Ah. This is the preposition meaning to. Su. This is the possessive adjective meaning your. Formulario. This is the noun meaning form. De. This is the preposition meaning of. Solicitud. This is the noun meaning application. Key concepts. Imperative form. This is used to give commands or instructions. Possessive adjectives. These words indicate who owns something. Prepositions. These words show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and another word in the sentence. Mary gana más dinero que su marido. Mary earns more money than her husband. Breakdown. Mary. This is the subject of the sentence, the person who earns the money. Gana. This is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb. Ganar. To earn. It indicates that Mary is the one earning the money. Más. This means more and modifies the noun. Dinero. Money, indicating that Mary earns a greater amount. Dinero. This is the object of the verb. Gana. Indicating what Mary earns. Que. This is a conjunction meaning than and introduces the comparison. Su. This is a possessive adjective meaning her slash his and modifies the noun. Marido. Husband. Marido. This is the object of the comparison, the person with whom Mary's earnings are being compared. Key concepts. Present tense. The verb. Gana. Is in the present tense, indicating a regular action that occurs in the present. Comparative adjective. Más. Is a comparative adjective, used to compare two things, Mary's earnings, and her husband's earnings. Possessive adjective, su. Is a possessive adjective, indicating that the husband belongs to Mary. Planeas ir a bailar con Mary, Bernard. You are planning to go dancing with Mary, right? The sentence is a question that is asking for confirmation. Planeas. Planeas. This is the second person singular form of the verb. Planear. To plan, conjugated in the present tense. It translates to, you plan. Ir. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Ir. To go, which acts as a complement to the verb. Planear. A bailar. A bailar. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Bailar. To dance, preceded by the preposition. A. To, and indicating the purpose of the action. Con Mary. Con Mary. This is the preposition. Con. With, followed by the proper noun. Mary. Indicating the person the subject is going with. Verdad. Bernard. This phrase is a tag question that turns a statement into a question asking for confirmation. It translates to, right? Or, isn't it? The entire phrase is in the present tense, suggesting an action that is happening now, or is planned for the near future. No puedo vivir de ese modo. I can't live that way. Breakdown. No. Means, no. Puedo. is the first person singular, I, conjugation of the verb, poner, meaning, to be able to, or, can, be here, means, to live, there, means, of, or, from, ese, means, that, modo, means, way. Key concepts. Verb conjugation, the verb, poner, is conjugated in the present tense to show that the action is happening now. Preposition, the preposition, there, shows the relationship between, here, and, modo. Demonstrative pronoun, the demonstrative pronoun, ese, specifies which way the speaker is referring to. No puedo evitar burlarme de él. I can't help but make fun of him. Here's a breakdown of the sentence. No means no and is used to negate the verb. Puedo is the first person singular conjugation of the verb. Poner. To be able to, in the present tense. Evitar means to avoid. Burlarme is the first person singular conjugation of the reflexive verb. Burlarse. To make fun of, in the infinitive form, using the reflexive pronoun. Me. Which is understood before the verb. De él. Is the preposition. De. Of, from, followed by the masculine direct object pronoun. El. He. The sentence uses the infinitive form of the verb. Burlarse. After the verb. Evitar. Which indicates the purpose or intention of the action. The use of the infinitive form creates a sense of inevitability, implying that the speaker feels compelled to make fun of him. Él era un músico malo. He was a bad musician. The sentence structure is straightforward. Él. This is the subject pronoun, meaning, he. Era. This is the past tense of the verb. Ser. To be. Un. This is the indefinite article, a, or, an, in this context. Músico. This is the noun, musician. Malo. This is the adjective, bad. The sentence uses the simple past tense, indicating a completed action in the past. Esta colonia se fundó en el año 1700. This colony was founded in the year 1700. The sentence is in the pasado simple. Simple past tense, and uses the verb fundar. To found. Esta. Is the feminine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Este. This, and it refers to the colony. Colonia. Colony, is the noun being described. Se. Is the reflexive pronoun, which indicates that the action of founding is performed by the colony itself. Fundó. Is the third person singular form of the verb. Fundar. To found, in the pasado simple. Simple past tense. En. In, is a preposition that introduces the time of the action. El. The, is the definite article that precedes the noun. Año. Year. Año. Year, is the noun that specifies the time of founding. 1700. Is the specific year. Quiero hablar francés. I want to speak French. Quiero. Is the first person singular form of the verb. Querer. Meaning, to want. Hablar. Means, to speak. Francés. Means, French. This sentence is in the present tense, and expresses a desire to be able to speak French. Tom está en el asiento del copiloto. Tom is in the passenger seat. Breakdown. Tom. This is the proper noun for the person's name. Está. This is the present tense of the verb, estar, which means, to be, in this context, indicating a state of being. N. This is the preposition, in, indicating location. L. This is the definite article, the. Asiento. This is the noun, seat. Del. This is the contraction of, del, which means, of the. Copiloto. This is the noun, co-pilot, referring to the person sitting next to the driver. Problema tale es difícil de tratar. Such a problem is difficult to deal with. Breakdown. This is the indefinite article, a, or, an, in English, but in this case, it is used in a more general sense, meaning, any, or, such. Problema. This is the noun, problem. Tal. This is an adjective meaning, such, or, that. It refers back to the problem being discussed. S. This is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense, meaning, is. Difícil. This is the adjective, difficult. De. This is a preposition meaning, of, or, from. In this case, it is used to introduce the following infinitive. Tratar. This is the infinitive verb, to deal with, or, to treat. Key concepts. Indefinite articles. Un. Can be used to emphasize the general nature of the problem. Demonstrative adjective. Tal. Acts as a demonstrative adjective, referring back to a previously mentioned noun. Infinitive verb. Tratar. Is used with the preposition. De. To create a phrase expressing the idea of dealing with something. Tom no es amigo de María. Tom is not María's friend. The sentence uses the verb ser, which means to be in English. In this case, it is used with the negative no, to form the negative conjugation of the verb amigo, means friend. This is a masculine noun in Spanish, and since it is modifying a feminine noun, María, we use the feminine singular form of the adjective de, of. The sentence structure is subject-verb-object, which is a common sentence structure in both Spanish and English. Justo cuando él había empezado a agarrarle el hilo, fue despedido. He was just starting to get the hang of it when he was fired. Breakdown. Justo. Means, just, or, exactly, indicating the timing of the event. Cuando. Is the conjunction, when, introducing a subordinate clause. Él. Is the pronoun, he. Había empezado. Is the past perfect tense of the verb. Empezar. To start, meaning, had started. Agarrarle el hilo. Is a prepositional phrase. Agarrarle. Is the infinitive of the verb. Agarrar. To grab, with the pronoun, le, meaning, to him, attached to it, so it means, to grab him. El hilo, means, the thread, or, the clue, metaphorically referring to understanding something. Together, it means, to get the hang of it. Fue despedido, is the past tense of the passive verb, despedir, to fire. Meaning, he was fired. Key concepts. Past perfect tense. The past perfect tense. Había empezado. Is used to describe an action that happened before another action in the past. Here, he had started to understand before he was fired. Passive voice. The passive voice. Fue despedido. Emphasizes the action rather than the actor. We know he was fired, but we don't know who fired him. Aquí tienes mi número. Here is my number. Aquí means here and is a demonstrative adjective. Tienes is the second person singular form of the verb tener, which means to have. Mi means my número. means number. Tu rostro me parece familiar. Your face seems familiar to me. Breakdown. 2. This is the second person singular possessive pronoun, meaning your. It refers to the person being addressed. Rostro. Rostro. This is a noun meaning face. Me. Me. This is the first person singular object pronoun, meaning me. It indicates that the person speaking is the one who is experiencing the familiarity. Pass. Parece. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, pasa, meaning to seem or to appear. It's used in a construction that implies an opinion or perception. Familiar. Familiar. This is an adjective meaning familiar. It describes the face. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, pass, is conjugated in the third person singular to agree with the subject, rostro. Direct object pronoun. The pronoun, me, functions as the direct object of the verb, pass, indicating that the face is the object of the perception of familiarity. Adjective agreement. The adjective, familiar, agrees in gender and number with the noun, rostro. Conduzco una moto. I drive a motorcycle. Breakdown. Conduzco. Is the first person singular present indicative of the verb. Conducir. Which means, to drive, or, to conduct. Una. Is the feminine singular definite article meaning, a, or, one. Moto. Is the feminine noun meaning, motorcycle. Key concepts. Present indicative. This verb tense indicates an action that is happening now, or habitually. Direct object. The noun. Moto. Is the direct object of the verb. Conduzco. This means that the action of driving is being performed on the motorcycle. Dime por qué no fuiste ayer al colegio. Tell me why you didn't go to school yesterday. Time. Dime. Is the imperative form of the verb, decir, to say, and means, tell me. Por qué. Por qué. Means, why. This is a common phrase in Spanish, and it's important to note that por and qué are separate words, even though they are often written together. No fuiste. No fuiste. Is the past tense of the verb, to go. The negative, no, is placed before the conjugated verb. Ayer. Means, yesterday. Al colegio. Al colegio. Means, to school. The preposition, a, is used before, colegio, school, to indicate direction. Tom me dijo que no podía esperar por salir de ahí. Tom told me that he couldn't wait to get out of there. Breakdown. Tom. This is the name, Tom, in Spanish. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, me, in Spanish, meaning, me. Dijo. This is the past tense of the verb, decir, to say slash tell. This means, told, or, said. Que. This is the conjunction, that, used to introduce a subordinate clause. No. This is the negation, not, in Spanish. Podía. This is the imperfect tense of the verb, poder, to be able to slash can, conjugated for the third person singular, he slash she slash it. This means, could, or, was able to. Esperar. This is the infinitive verb, to wait, in Spanish. Por. This is the preposition, for, in Spanish, indicating purpose, or reason. Salir. This is the infinitive verb, to leave, or, to go out, in Spanish. De. This is the preposition, from, or, of, in Spanish. Ahí. This is the adverb, there, in Spanish. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun, me. Acts as the direct object of the verb, dijo. indicating that Tom told me something. Subordinate clause. The phrase, que no podía esperar por salir de ahí, is a subordinate clause introduced by the conjunction que, and provides further information about what Tom told the speaker. Imperfect tense, podía, is in the imperfect tense, which describes an action or state in the past that was ongoing or habitual. Infinitive verbs, esperar and salir, are infinitive verbs, which are the basic form of the verb. Prepositions por and de are prepositions that indicate relationships between words or phrases. Translation using eSpeak NG. Tom me dijo que no podía esperar por salir de ahí. Espero que Tom no se pusiera celoso. I hope that Tom didn't get jealous. Breakdown. Espero. Espero. Is the first person singular present indicative form of the verb. Esperar. Which means, to hope. Que. Que. Is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. In this case, it introduces a clause that acts as the object of espero. Tom. Tom. Is a proper noun, referring to a person named Tom. No. No. Is a negative adverb that negates the verb. Se pusiera. Si pusiera. Se pusiera. Is the third person singular imperfect subjunctive form of the reflexive verb ponerse, which means to become or to get in this context. The reflexive pronoun se indicates that Tom is the one becoming jealous. The imperfect subjunctive is used to express a hypothetical or uncertain situation in the past. Celoso, celoso, is an adjective meaning jealous. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. The imperfect subjunctive mood is used to express hypothetical or uncertain situations. In this case, the speaker is not certain whether Tom became jealous. Reflexive verbs. Reflexive verbs are verbs that require a reflexive pronoun, such as say, to indicate that the subject is performing the action on themselves. Negative adverbs. Negative adverbs, such as no, are used to negate verbs or clauses. Ellos ataron al ladrón al árbol. They tied the thief to the tree. Here's a breakdown. Ellos. This is the masculine plural pronoun for they. Ataron. This is the past tense of the verb atar, which means to tie. Al. This is a contraction of the preposition a, to, and the masculine definite article el, the. It is used here to indicate the direction of the tying. Ladrón. This is the masculine noun for thief. Al. This is another contraction of a and el, indicating the direction of the tying. Árbol. This is the masculine noun for tree. Key concepts. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun is the person or thing that is directly acted upon by the verb. In this sentence, the direct object pronoun is al ladrón, the thief. Prepositional phrase. A prepositional phrase is a group of words that begins with a preposition and ends with a noun or pronoun. In this sentence, the prepositional phrase is al árbol, to the tree. This phrase tells us where the thief was tied. Verb conjugation. The verb ataron is conjugated in the past tense, indicating that the action of tying happened in the past. Si supieras, me lo dirías. No. If you knew, you would tell me, wouldn't you? This sentence uses the conditional tense. Si supieras. meaning, if you knew. The, me, is the direct object pronoun, meaning, me, and, law, is the direct object pronoun meaning, it. The verb, dirías, is in the conditional tense, meaning, you would tell. The phrase, no, is a tag question, meaning, wouldn't you? The sentence is asking a rhetorical question, implying that the listener knows something, and is choosing not to tell the speaker. Prefiero ir en bicicleta. I prefer to go by bicycle. This sentence uses the verb preferir, which means to prefer. The ir is the infinitive form of the verb to go, and it's being used in conjunction with en bicicleta, which translates to by bicycle. Here, en is a preposition that means by or in, and bicicleta is the noun bicycle. The entire phrase en bicicleta serves as a prepositional phrase that specifies the means of transportation. Estaré ahí. I will be there. The sentence is in the future tense, using the future form of the verb estar to be conjugated for the first person singular, I, estaré. The phrase, ahí, is a pronoun that means, there. Volemos cometas. We fly kites. The sentence is a simple present tense. Afirmative. Statement. Volemos is the first person plural. We form of the present subjunctive of volar. To fly, it indicates a suggestion, a desire, or an action that is hoped for. In this context, it implies an agreement to fly kites. Cometas is the plural form of cometa. Kite. The sentence expresses a collective action of flying kites, emphasizing the shared experience of the speakers. ¿Cuáles son sus funciones? What are your functions? This sentence asks about the functions or duties of someone or something. Carl's ¿Cuáles? Is the interrogative form of ¿Cuáles? Meaning, which ones, or what, son, son, is the third person plural present indicative of the verb ser, meaning, to be, sus, sus, is the possessive adjective meaning, their, or, your, formal, functions, funciones, is the plural noun meaning, functions, or, duties. Debe de haber sido muy hermosa. She must have been very beautiful. Breakdown. Debe. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Debe. To have to owe, or to be likely, in the present indicative tense. In this context, it indicates a strong probability, or a logical deduction. De. This is a contraction of the preposition. De. Of, and the definite article. La. The. Haber. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Haber. To have. Here, it functions as an auxiliary verb in the perfect tense. Sido. This is the past participle of the verb ser. To be muy. This is an adverb meaning very. Hermosa. This is the feminine adjective meaning beautiful. Key concepts. Debe de is a common phrase used to express a high degree of probability or certainty. Haber sido indicates a past action that has already occurred. The use of the feminine adjective hermosa tells us that the subject being referred to is female. Me están entrando ganas de llorar. I'm starting to feel like crying. Me is the first person singular pronoun, meaning me or I. Están is the third person plural form of the verb estar, meaning to be in the present progressive tense. Entrando is the present participle of the verb entrar, meaning to enter. Ganas is a noun meaning desire or urge. De is a preposition meaning of or from. Llorar is a verb meaning to cry. The sentence literally translates to me are entering desires of crying, but the English translation is more natural and idiomatic. Lava y pela la fruta. Wash and peel the fruit. The sentence is a command, so it starts with a verb in the imperative form. Lava is the imperative form of the verb lavar, which means to wash. E means and pela is the imperative form of the verb pelar, which means to peel. La fruta is the direct object of the verb. La is the feminine singular definite article, and fruta means fruit. Salió bien. It went well. The sentence uses the verb salir, which means to go out or to leave, but in this context, it means to go well or to succeed. Salió is the third person singular preterite form of salir, meaning it refers to a single person or thing that left or went out. The preterite tense is used for actions that are completed in the past. Bien means well or good and acts as an adverb modifying the verb salió. Together, the sentence indicates that something happened in the past and that it had a successful outcome. Pensé que íbamos a salir a cenar. I thought we were going to go out to dinner. Breakdown. Pensé. This is the past tense of the verb pensar. To think. It's conjugated in the first person singular, I, to match the subject of the sentence. Que. This is the conjunction, that, introducing a subordinate clause. Íbamos. This is the imperfect tense of the verb ir. To go, conjugated in the first person plural, we. The imperfect tense is used to describe an action or state that was ongoing in the past. A salir. This is the infinitive, to go out. A is a preposition meaning to or for, and salir means to go out. A cenar. This is the infinitive, to have dinner. A is a preposition meaning to or for, and cenar means to have dinner. Key concepts. The sentence uses the imperfect tense to express a past thought about a future action. The use of que introduces a dependent clause that clarifies the thought. The use of infinitives salir and cenar describes the specific activity being discussed. ¿Por qué estás sangrando? Why are you bleeding? This sentence is a question using the interrogative word ¿por qué?, meaning why. The verb estás is the present tense, second person singular, you, of the verb estar. To be, the present participle, sangrando, meaning bleeding, is used to describe the state of the subject. So the full sentence means, why are you in the state of bleeding? Tom está enfrentando unos serios problemas. Tom is facing some serious problems. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and it is the masculine singular form of the noun. Tomás está is the present tense of the verb estar, meaning to be, and it is conjugated in the third person singular form. The present participle enfrentando is the gerund form of the verb enfrentar, meaning to face. This form of the verb describes an ongoing action. Unos is the masculine plural form of the indefinite article. Un, meaning some or a few. Serios is the masculine plural form of the adjective. Serio, meaning serious. Problemas is the masculine plural form of the noun. Problema, meaning problem. Key concepts. The use of the gerund, enfrentando. The indefinite article, unos. The plural form of nouns and adjectives. Problemas. Serios. Él estuvo soltero toda la vida. He was single his whole life. The sentence uses the pretérito indefinido of the verb estar, which is used to describe a state of being. In this case, it means that he was single. The word soltero means single, and the phrase toda la vida means his whole life. So, the sentence means that he was single his whole life. ¿De verdad quieres vivir en Boston? The sentence translates to, do you really want to live in Boston? This sentence is a question in the interrogative form. It is formed by starting with the interrogative word, ¿de verdad? Do you really, followed by the verb, quieres? Want, in the second person singular form, which is used to address one person. Then comes the infinitive, vivir, to live, and finally the preposition, en, in, followed by the noun, Boston, Boston. The interrogative word, de verdad, emphasizes the question, and implies doubt, or surprise. The sentence structure is common in Spanish, with the verb conjugated to agree with the subject, tú. In this case, though it is not explicitly stated, and the infinitive following it, no nos volvamos locos, let's not go crazy, breakdown, no, no, means not, and is used for negation. Nos, nos, is the first person plural object pronoun, us, and is used as the object of the verb, volvamos, volvamos. Volvamos, volvamos, is the first person plural present subjunctive form of the verb, volver, volver, to return. The subjunctive mood is used here to express a suggestion or recommendation. Locos, locos, is the masculine plural adjective for crazy, and modifies the noun, nos, nos, us. This sentence uses a common Spanish expression, volverse loco slasha, volverse loco vara, which literally means to turn crazy, and is often used figuratively to express that someone is becoming overwhelmed, stressed, or out of control. Tom estaba enfrascado en sus pensamientos. Tom was lost in thought. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun, and masculine singular. Estaba is the past imperfect tense of the verb. Estar. To be, in this case, it indicates a state of being in the past, while emphasizing the ongoing nature of the action. Enfrascado is the past participle of the verb. Enfrascar, which means to be engrossed in, or to be absorbed in. Here, it functions as an adjective, describing Tom's state of mind. En means in, and is used to introduce the prepositional phrase that follows. Sus means his, and modifies the noun that follows. Pensamientos is the plural noun for thoughts. Therefore, the sentence translates to Tom was engrossed in his thoughts, indicating that Tom was deeply absorbed in his own mind, likely pondering something. Tom sabe manejar una carretilla elevadora. Tom knows how to operate a forklift. The sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb saber, which means to know, in the sense of knowing how to do something. The infinitive manejar is used after the verb saber to indicate the skill that Tom possesses. The noun una carretilla elevadora literally translates to a lifting cart and refers to a forklift. Here is a breakdown of the drama. Tom, subject of the sentence same, verb, to know, in the third person singular present tense manger, infinitive verb, to operate, una carretilla elevadora, direct object, meaning, a forklift. Key concept. The use of the infinitive after saber is common in Spanish to express a skill or ability. Tom vio a Mary guiñarle a John. Tom saw Mary wink at John. Here's a breakdown of the sentence. Tom is the subject of the sentence, the person performing the action. Vio is the verb, meaning saw. It is in the past tense, indicating that the action happened in the past. Amari is the object of the verb. Vio, indicating the person being seen. The a is a definite article, meaning the, but used in this case to specify Mary as the person Tom saw. Guignarle is the infinitive verb, meaning to wink. This is the action that Mary is performing. Achon is the indirect object of the verb guiñarle, meaning the person at whom Mary is winking. The a is again a definite article, meaning the, but used to specify John as the person who received the wink. This sentence demonstrates the concept of a verb in the past tense, saw, and an infinitive verb, to wink, within the same sentence. It also shows the use of the definite article a to specify the persons who are the object and indirect object of the verbs. ¿Te gusta el baseball? Do you like baseball? This sentence is a question asking if someone enjoys the sport of baseball. ¿Te gusta? ¿Te gusta? Is a common way to ask someone if they like something. ¿Te? Is the informal you in Spanish. Gusta means likes, and it's conjugated in the third person singular, but because it's used with the informal te, the meaning changes to do you like. El baseball, el baseball, refers to the sport of baseball. El is the masculine definite article, the, in Spanish. Baseball is the Spanish word for baseball. No pudimos convencerlo. We were not able to convince him. No means no in English. Pudimos is the past participle of the verb poner, which means to be able to. The past participle is used with the auxiliary verb haber to create the compound past tense. It is a very common way to describe past actions. Convencer means to convince, and is an ar verb. Lo is a direct object pronoun, and means him or it. In this sentence, it refers to the person that we were trying to convince. The sentence structure is very simple. No plus pudimos plus convencer plus lo. No lo haría ni aunque pudiese. I wouldn't do it even if I could. Breakdown. No. This is the negation word, meaning no. Lo. This is a direct object pronoun, referring to something that was previously mentioned or understood in context. In this case, it refers to the action being discussed. Haría. This is the conditional form of the verb hacer, to do. It indicates that the action is hypothetical or conditional. Ni. This is a coordinating conjunction that joins two negative elements. In this case, it connects the two parts of the sentence, showing that both are true. aunque. This is a conjunction meaning, although, or, even though. It introduces a concessive clause, which acknowledges a contrasting fact. Pudiese. This is the conditional form of the verb. Poner. To be able to. It indicates that the ability to do something is hypothetical, or conditional. Key concepts. Negation. The use of. No. At the beginning of the sentence indicates that the speaker is denying the action. Conditional clauses, both the haría and pudiese. Verbs indicate conditional statements, suggesting hypothetical situations. Concessive clause, the use of aunque, introduces a clause that acknowledges a contrasting fact, even though it doesn't change the overall meaning of the sentence. Es grande Tom? Is Tom big? This is a simple question in the present tense of the verb ser. To be. Breakdown. Es. Is. Grande. Big. Tom. Tom. Key concepts. Word order. The question word comes first, followed by the verb, es, and the subject, Tom. This is typical of questions in Spanish. Adjective placement. The adjective, grande, comes after the noun, Tom, which is the standard way to place adjectives in Spanish. This sentence is straightforward, and demonstrates basic Spanish sentence structure. Ella es un poco tímida. She is a little shy. The sentence uses the verb ser, which means to be in the third person singular form, es. It is followed by the adjective tímida, which means shy. The adverb un poco modifies the adjective, and means, a little. This sentence uses the feminine form of the adjective, because the subject, ella, she, is feminine. No estés triste, por favor. Don't be sad, please. The sentence uses the imperative form of the verb, estar, which means, to be. The imperative is used to give commands, or make requests. The imperative form of estar. For the informal, you, is, no estés. The phrase, por favor, is used to make the request more polite. Deberías abstenerte de fumar. You should refrain from smoking. Breakdown. Deberías is the informal second person singular. Tú. Form of the verb. Deber. To should slash ought to. Abstenerte is the. Tú. Form of the reflexive verb. Abstenerse. To abstain slash refrain. This verb takes the reflexive pronoun. Te. Since it is used with the. Tú. Form. There is a preposition meaning, of, or, from, in this case. Fumar is the infinitive form of the verb. Fumar. To smoke. Key concept. This sentence uses the verb. Deber. To express an obligation, or recommendation. The verb. Abstenerse. Is used with the preposition. De. To indicate what the person should abstain from. A veces voy, a veces no. Sometimes I go, and sometimes I don't. Breakdown. A veces. Means, sometimes, and is an adverb of frequency. Voy. Is the first person singular present tense form of the verb. Ir. Which means, to go. I. Means, and is a conjunction that connects the two phrases. A veces. Means, sometimes, and is an adverb of frequency. No. Means, not, and is a negation. Key concepts. Adverbs of frequency. These words describe how often something happens. In this sentence, arithis indicates that the action of going happens occasionally. Present tense. The present tense form of the verb ear boy indicates that the action happens regularly. Negation. The word no negates the second part of the sentence, indicating that sometimes the speaker does not go. Tom está jugueteando con su pajarita. Tom is fiddling with his bow tie. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, and it's a proper noun. Está is the present tense of the verb estar, which means to be. In this context, it indicates a state of being, that Tom is in the act of playing with his bow tie. Jugueteando is the present participle of the verb jugar, which means to play. It indicates an ongoing action. It is often used with the preposition con to express that the action is being done with something, in this case, the bow tie. Con is a preposition that indicates with what the action is being done. Su is a possessive adjective that means his or her and refers to the bow tie as belonging to Tom. Pajarita is a noun that means bow tie. It is a diminutive of pájaro, bird, which is often used for small objects. Key concepts. Present tense. The verb estar is used in the present tense to indicate that Tom is currently fiddling with his bow tie. Present participle. The present participle of jugar is used to indicate the ongoing nature of the action. Prepositions. Con is used to show what Tom is fiddling with. Possessive adjectives. Su shows that the bow tie belongs to Tom. Diminutives. Pajarita is a diminutive of pájaro, which is used for small objects, indicating the small size of a bow tie. Le dije buenas noches a mis padres y me fui a la cama. I said good night to my parents and went to bed. Breakdown. Le dije. Le dije is a past tense conjugation of the verb decir to say. It is used with an indirect object pronoun le, which means to him slash her or to them. In this case, it refers to the speaker's parents. Buenas noches. Buenas noches literally means good night, but it is used as a common greeting for good night. A mis padres. A mis padres translates to my parents. Why me fui a la cama. Y me fui a la cama means, and I went to bed. It uses the reflexive verb irse to go away, and the preposition a to indicate the destination, la cama, the bed. Tom no podía evitar sentir lástima por Mary. Tom couldn't help but feel pity for Mary. Breakdown. Tom. This is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. No podía. This is a conjugated verb in the imperfect tense, meaning it describes an action that was happening repeatedly or continuously in the past. The verb is poder, to be able to, and it is negated by no, not, evitar. This is an infinitive verb, meaning it is the base form of the verb to avoid, sentir. This is an infinitive verb, meaning it is the base form of the verb to feel, lástima. This is a noun, meaning pity or sympathy, por. This preposition means for or because of and connects lástima to the object of the sentence, Mari. This is the object of the sentence, a proper noun. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. This tense is used to describe actions or states that were ongoing or habitual in the past. Infinitive verbs. Infinitives are the base form of a verb and are often used after other verbs like poner or evitar. Preposition. This word connects a noun or pronoun to another word in the sentence, showing the relationship between them. Tenemos un árbol de quinotos en nuestro patio. We have a quinoto tree in our backyard. Breakdown. Tenemos. This is the verb tener, meaning to have, in the first person plural present tense. It indicates that we, as a group, possess something. This is the indefinite article, in masculine singular form. It indicates that there is one tree. Árbol. This noun means tree and is masculine singular. The. This is the preposition of, indicating that the tree is of a specific type. Quinotos. This is the plural noun for quinoto. A type of citrus fruit, similar to a tangerine. N. This is the preposition in, indicating the location of the tree. Neustro. This is the possessive adjective, our, indicating that the backyard belongs to the speaker and others. Patio. This noun means backyard. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb tener is conjugated in the first person plural present tense, showing agreement with the subject, we. Articles. The indefinite article, un, is used to indicate one tree. Prepositions. Prepositions like the and en are crucial for showing the relationship between words in the sentence. Nouns. Both árbol and quinotos are nouns representing the object of the verb tener. Possessive adjectives. The possessive adjective nuestro indicates ownership of the backyard. Asumo que te refieres a Tom. I assume you are referring to Tom. Asumo means I assume. It's a verb in the first person singular present indicative of asumir, which means to assume. Que means that, and it introduces a subordinate clause. Te refieres means you refer. It's a verb in the second person singular present indicative of referirse, which means to refer. A is the preposition to or at, and it indicates the object of the verb referirse. Tom is the proper noun, Tom. The sentence structure is, I assume that you refer to Tom. Key concepts. Verb conjugation in the present indicative, prepositions, subordinate clauses, object of the verb. Yo le vi jugar baseball. I saw him play baseball. Breakdown. Yo. Yo. This is the subject pronoun, I, in Spanish. Le. Le. This is the indirect object pronoun, him, or her. It refers to the person who is being affected by the action of the verb. Roman 6. B. This is the past tense of the verb, ver. Ver. Which means to see. Juga. Jugar. This is the infinitive verb, to play. Baseball. Baseball. This is the noun, baseball, in Spanish. Key concepts. Indirect object pronoun. Le is used to indicate the person who is receiving the action of the verb. Infinitive with verb. The infinitive verb jugar is used after the verb be to indicate the action that was seen. He terminado de comer. He has finished eating. This sentence is in the pretérito perfecto tense, which is used to describe an action that has been completed in the past. E means he. Terminado is the past participle of the verb terminar, which means to finish. De means of. Comer means to eat. So, the sentence literally translates to, he has finished of eating. Estad preparados. Be prepared. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it's a command or instruction. Estad is the imperative form of the verb estar. To be, it is the plural form, indicating that it is directed at a group of people. Preparados is the masculine plural. Past participle of the verb preparar. To prepare. It is acting as an adjective, modifying the pronoun ustedes. You, which is understood in the sentence. So the full meaning is, be prepared, addressed to a group of people. Nos vimos obligados a cambiar nuestra táctica. We were forced to change our tactics. Breakdown. Nos. This is the direct object pronoun. Nos. Which means, us, and is used with the verb. Vimos. Vimos. This is the past participle of the verb. Ver. Which means, to see. In this case, vimos. Is part of the passive voice construction. Ser más past participle. Obligados. This is the past participle of the verb. Obligar. Which means, to oblige, or, to force. This is used as the past participle in the passive voice construction. A cambiar. This is the infinitive of the verb. Cambiar. Which means, to change. It is used here after the preposition. A. Which translates to, or, in order to, in this sentence. Nuestra. This is the possessive adjective. Nuestra. Which means, our. Táctica. This is the noun. Táctica. Which means, tactics, or, strategy. Key concepts. Passive voice. The sentence is in the passive voice, which is used to emphasize the action rather than the person performing the action. Past participle. The past participle. Obligados. Is used to create the passive voice construction. Infinitive. The infinitive. Cambiar. Is used after the preposition. A. To indicate the purpose of the action. A donde nos llevan. Where are they taking us? This sentence uses the a donde phrase, which means where to. A donde is a common question used to ask about destination. The nos pronoun means us, and the verb llevan is the third person plural form of llevar, meaning to take or carry someone. The sentence is in a question format. Vaya al grano. Get to the point. This sentence is an informal imperative, meaning it's a command, but in a casual way. Vaya is the imperative form of the verb ir, which means to go in English. Here, it's used to direct someone to go to a specific place. Al is a preposition meaning to or at. Grano means grain or kernel, literally, but in this context, it's used figuratively to mean the point or the essence. So, when you say, vaya al grano, you're telling someone to stop beating around the bush and get to the important point of what they are saying. Los alumnos desobedecieron a su profesor. The students disobeyed their teacher. The verb desobedecieron is in the preterite tense, which indicates a completed action in the past. The subject of the sentence is los alumnos, the students, and the object of the verb is a su profesor, their teacher. The preposition a indicates that the student's action was directed at their teacher. La pareja decidió adoptar a un huérfano. The couple decided to adopt an orphan. La. This is the definite article, the, in the feminine singular form, which agrees with the noun. Pareja. Couple. Pareja. This is the noun, couple, referring to two people, who are married, or in a romantic relationship. Decidió. This is the third person singular past tense of the verb, decidir, to decide. It indicates that the couple made a decision. Adoptar. This is the infinitive verb, to adopt. It describes the action of taking someone else's child into one's family. Ah. This is the preposition, to, or, a, it introduces the object of the verb. Adoptar. Un. This is the indefinite article, a, in the masculine singular form, which agrees with the noun. Huérfano. Orphan. Huérfano. This is the noun, orphan, referring to a child, who has lost both parents. This sentence uses the past tense to describe a completed action in the past. It also utilizes the definite and indefinite articles to specify the noun in the sentence. No tengo tiempo que perder. I don't have time to waste. Breakdown. No. This is the negative word, no, in Spanish. Tengo. This is the verb, to have, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular, I. Tiempo. This is the noun, time. Que. This is the relative pronoun, that, or, which. Perder. This is the verb, to lose, in the infinitive form. Key concepts. Negative construction. The sentence uses the negative word. No. To express negation. Present tense. The verb. Tengo. Is conjugated in the present tense, indicating an action happening now. Infinitive form. The verb. Perder. Is used in its infinitive form after the relative pronoun. Que. Indicating the purpose or reason for having no time. Idiom. The phrase. Tiempo que perder. Is a common idiom in Spanish, meaning, time to waste. Ella tiene un gran apetito por la aventura. She has a great appetite for adventure. Breakdown. Ella. Ella. This is the feminine singular pronoun meaning, she. Time. Tiene. This is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb, tener, which means, to have. An. Un. This is the masculine singular definite article meaning, a, gran. Gran. This is an adjective meaning, big, or, great. Apetito. Apetito. This is a noun meaning, appetite. Por. Por. This is a preposition meaning, for, la. La. This is the feminine singular definite article meaning, the. Aventura. Aventura. This is a noun meaning, adventure. Key concepts. Definite articles. The definite articles. La. And. Un. Are used to specify the noun being referred to. Gender agreement. The adjective. Gran. Agrees in gender with the noun. Apetito. Which is masculine. Preposition. Por. The preposition. Por. Is used to indicate the object of an appetite, or desire. Solo es lunes. It's only Monday. Breakdown. Solo. This is an adverb meaning, only. It modifies the noun. Lunes. Es. This is the third person singular form of the verb. Ser. To be. It's used to agree with the subject. Lunes. Lunes. This is the noun meaning, Monday. Key concepts. Adverbs. Solo. Is an adverb that modifies the verb. Es. by specifying the extent of the statement. Subject-verb agreement. The verb is agrees with the singular subject, lunes, in number and person. No tuve que pagar todo el importe. I didn't have to pay the entire amount. Breakdown. No. This is the negation, no, in Spanish. Tuve. This is the past tense of the verb, to have. Tener. In the first person singular, I. This form is used to express past experiences or situations. Que. This is a conjunction meaning that or to. It introduces a subordinate clause. Pagar. This is the infinitive verb to pay. Todo. This means all or everything. El. This is the masculine definite article, the. Importe. This is the noun, amount, or cost. Key concepts. Negation. The phrase uses the negation, no, to indicate that the action did not occur. Past tense. The verb, tuve, is in the past tense, indicating that the action happened in the past. Subordinate clause. The clause, que pagar todo el importe, is a subordinate clause introduced by the conjunction que, and functions as the object of the verb tuve. Definite article. The definite article el is used before the noun importe to specify the specific amount being referred to. Ella le contó un chiste. She told him a joke. Ella. Ella. This is the subject pronoun, she. Le. Le. This is the indirect object pronoun, him, referring to a male recipient. It's used when the verb is a direct object pronoun, which is the case here with conto. Conto. Contó. This is the past tense of the verb contar, which means to tell. Un. This is the indefinite article, a, kissed. Chiste. This is the noun, joke. The sentence uses the indirect object pronoun, le, because the verb, conto, is followed by a direct object pronoun, the joke. No saben nada. They don't know anything. Breakdown. No. This is the negative word in Spanish, meaning, no. Saben. This is the third person plural present indicative form of the verb. Saber. To know. Nada. This is a negative pronoun that means nothing. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the negative word. No. To indicate that they do not know anything. Verb conjugation. The verb. Saber. Is conjugated in the third person plural, which means it is used for a pronoun. The pronoun nada is used to indicate that the subject of the sentence does not know anything. ¿Quién viene? Who is coming? This sentence uses the which is the question mark. It is asking a question with the verb venir, which means to come. The subject pronoun, quién, means who, and is used to ask, who is the subject of the verb. It uses the present tense, viene, which in this case is the third person singular form of the verb. Quiero que estemos juntos. I want us to be together. Breakdown. Quiero is the first person singular present indicative of the verb. Querer, meaning to want. Que is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. Estemos is the first person plural present subjunctive of the verb. Estar, meaning to be. The subjunctive mood is used here to express a desire or wish. Juntos means together. Key concepts. Subjunctive mood. This mood is used to express desires, wishes, opinions, and emotions. Conjunction. These words connect phrases and clauses. Care is a very common conjunction that can introduce a variety of clause types. Verb conjugation. The form of the verb changes depending on the person, number, and tense. No es un buen auto, pero igual es un auto. It is not a good car, but it is still a car. The sentence uses the verb ser, which is the verb to be conjugated in the third person singular, he slash she slash it. No es means it is not, and igual means still or even though. Key concepts. Ser is a very common and versatile verb in Spanish. The use of igual to convey a concession or contrast. Me duele mi estómago. This sentence means, my stomach hurts. Here's a breakdown. Me means me and is the subject pronoun. Duele is the third person singular form of the verb. Doler, which means to hurt or to ache. Because the subject is my stomach, which is singular, and the subject of the sentence is implicit, the verb doler is conjugated in the third person singular. Me means my and is a possessive adjective modifying the noun estomago. Estómago means stomach. ¿Acaso no leíste el libro? Did you not read the book? This sentence is a question in the preterite tense, which is used for actions that happened in the past and are completed. The acaso is a word that emphasizes the question and implies that the speaker thinks the person being asked did read the book. The le is a direct object pronoun, replacing the phrase the book. The este is the second person singular form of the preterite tense of the verb leer, to read. No quería ir a la boda de Tom y Mary. I did not want to go to Tom and Mary's wedding. No is the negative adverb, meaning not. Quería is the imperfect tense of the verb querer, meaning to want. This verb is conjugated in the first person singular. I. Ir is the infinitive verb meaning to go. A is the preposition to or at. La boda means the wedding. De Tom y Mary is a prepositional phrase that translates as of Tom and Mary or Tom and Mary's. It specifies whose wedding is being referred to. This sentence is an example of a negative sentence in Spanish, where the negative adverb no is placed before the verb. The imperfect tense quería indicates that the speaker's desire not to go to the wedding was a state of mind in the past. La situación está fuera de control. The situation is out of control. La is the definite article, meaning the, and it is feminine singular because situación is feminine. Situación means situation. Está is the third person singular present tense form of the verb estar, meaning to be. Está is used here to indicate the current state of the situation. Fuera is the feminine singular form of the past participle of the verb salir, meaning to go out. Here, it is used in the phrase fuera de control, meaning out of control. De is the preposition of control, means control. Therefore, the sentence can be broken down as the situation is out of control. Habla un francés entrecortado. They speak French in a broken way. This sentence uses the verb hablar, which means to speak, and is conjugated in the third person singular present tense. The noun francés means French and is acting as an adjective in this sentence, modifying the noun un, which means a or one. The adjective entrecortado means broken or choppy and describes how the person speaks French. Entrecortado can be used to describe a style of speech that is interrupted or hesitant. 30 años no son tantos. 30 years are not that many. The sentence is a simple statement expressing an opinion. 30 is the number. 30, meaning 30. Años is the plural noun. Año, meaning year. No is the negative adverb meaning no. Son is the third person plural present indicative form of the verb ser, meaning to be. Tantos is an adjective meaning so many. The sentence literally translates to 30 years are not so many. The key concept here is that the speaker is implying that 30 years is not a very long time, or it doesn't feel like a lot of time has passed. A veces voy, a veces no. Sometimes I go, sometimes I don't. Breakdown. A veces. Colon, this is an adverbial phrase meaning sometimes. It indicates that the action of going happens occasionally, not always. Voy. Colon, this is the first person singular present tense form of the verb ir. To go. It means, I go. No. Colon, this is the Spanish word for not. Voy. Colon again, this is the first person singular present tense form of the verb ir. To go. It means, I go. The sentence uses the phrase a veces to express the idea of occasional or intermittent action. It's a simple yet common way to express uncertainty in Spanish. Le visitaré mañana. I will visit him/her tomorrow. Breakdown. Le is the indirect object pronoun meaning him or her, referring to the person being visited. Visitaré is the future tense of the verb visitar, which means to visit. Mañana means tomorrow. Key concepts. Indirect object pronouns. Le acts as an indirect object, indicating who is receiving the action of the verb. Future tense. The future tense is used to express actions that will take place in the future. Time adverbs. Mañana is a time adverb that specifies when the action will happen. Busqué el libro por una hora. I searched for the book for an hour. Breakdown. Busqué. This is the past tense of the verb buscar. To search. It is conjugated in the first person singular, meaning, I searched. El libro. This is the definite article, the, followed by the noun. Libro. Book. Por. This preposition means for and indicates a duration of time. Una hora. This is the indefinite article, a, followed by the noun. Hora. Hour. Key concepts. Past tense. The verb. Busqué. Is in the past tense, indicating that the action of searching took place in the past. Preposition of time. The preposition. Por. Is used to express a duration of time. Definite and indefinite articles. The definite article, el, is used because the book is specifically known, while the indefinite article, una, is used because the hour is not a specific one. Tom llegó tarde a la cena. Tom arrived late to dinner. Breakdown. Tom. This is the proper noun. The name, Tom. Llegó This is the past tense of the verb, llegar, to arrive. This verb is conjugated in the third person singular, which means it's referring to a male subject. This tells us the subject is masculine. Tarde. This is an adverb meaning late. This modifies the verb. Llegó. A. This is the preposition, to, introducing the object of the preposition. La. This is the definite article, the, referring to a feminine noun. Cena. This is the noun, dinner. This is the object of the preposition, to. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb. Llegó. Is conjugated in the past tense, and third person singular. Adverb. The adverb. Tarde. Modifies the verb. Llegó. Preposition. The preposition. A. Introduces the object of the preposition. Definite article. The definite article. La. Refers to the feminine noun, dinner. No puedo correr porque estoy muy cansado. I can't run because I am very tired. Breakdown. No. This is the negative word, no, in Spanish. Puedo. This is the verb, poder, to be able to, conjugated in the first person singular present tense. It means, I can. Correr. This is the verb, correr, to run, in the infinitive form. Porque. This is the conjunction, because. Estoy. This is the verb, estar, to be, conjugated in the first person singular present tense. It means, I am. Muy. This is the adverb, very. Cansado. This is the adjective, tired, in the masculine singular form. Key concepts. Negation. The use of no makes the sentence negative. Verb conjugation. The verbs puedo and estoy are conjugated in the first person singular present tense to match the subject, I. Infinitive. The verb correr is used in its infinitive form after the verb poder. Adjective agreement. The adjective cansado agrees in gender and number with the noun I, which is understood in the sentence. Dijeron que era urgente. They said it was urgent. Dijeron. This is the past tense of the verb decir. To say. Here, it is in the third person plural, which means they said. Que. This is a conjunction that introduces a dependent clause. It acts like that in English, linking the verb dijeron with the following clause. Era. This is the imperfect tense of the verb ser. To be. It's used to describe a state or condition in the past. Here, it means was or it was. Urgent. This is an adjective that means urgent. The entire sentence indicates that someone said something was urgent. No sé qué dirá Tom. I don't know what Tom will say. No. Means no, and is used for negation. Sé. Is the first person singular form of the verb. Saber. Which means, to know. Qué. Is an interrogative pronoun that means, what. Dirá. Is the third person singular form of the verb decir. In the future tense, which means to say, Tom is a proper noun that refers to a male person. The sentence is in the present tense and is a statement of uncertainty. The speaker is expressing that they don't know what Tom will say in the future.